His nom de guerre, coined earlier, anticipated this day. Abu Bakr, the first caliph after Muhammad's death. Al-Baghdadi, the Abbasid's capital. The caliphate itself was ordained by Allah, the ultimate means for the ever-bickering Arabs to unite as a holy nation. They had forgotten it. He would build it. From the moment he had joined Al-Qaeda in Iraq in 2005, he had global aims. When the next year it reformed into Islamic State of Iraq, he became its propagandist, at first in Nineveh province, then as far as he could get. In 2010, he became its leader. By 2013, he relaunched it as plain Islamic State. By 2014, he had broken from Al-Qaeda, rejecting Mr. Zawahiri's orders to stay in Iraq. There was too much to do in Syria as it collapsed. Coalitions to pursue, fighters to recruit, oil fields and hostages to seize to provide a revenue stream. Assiduously, he drew up dossiers of local police and potential donors, looking out for anyone useful, as he had made use of Ba'athists and Saddam's former officers in Iraq. Meanwhile, he targeted flaunters of Islamic law in beach resorts or nightclubs, no matter. Each strike seemed to draw young men, and some young women too, from all corners to follow the black "I testify" flag. By bold leaps and bounds, his potential caliphate grew. In the cities he conquered, he set up offices to take in taxes and traffic fines, register babies and license marriages, as in a proper state.